Look, being a student, Sydney, Melbourne, anywhere really, I guess, it's going to be difficult at times. And being an international student, I can only imagine it's even worse. You're juggling school, various jobs, obviously barely any social life with both of those. And to make it worse, you're in a new country, no friends, family support network, or no traditional support network to help you. It's pretty damn daunting. And now add into the fact that if you are an international student, there's a very good chance that you might well be living in accommodation not unlike a one-bedroom unit with maybe eight other people squeezed into it. It's an unfortunate reality. And we are talking about students from around the world, from China, from Pakistan, Afghanistan, wherever, kids as young as 19, jammed into these conditions while still trying to carve a future for themselves. Is this just a fact of life for modern Sydney, or can something be done? Well, Leo Patterson-Ross is Senior Policy Officer for the New South Wales Tenants Union. Leo, good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Look, how do international students find themselves in these accommodations, in these cramped conditions?
So ultimately, it's a fact of life because we do not have affordable housing in Sydney, particularly in desirable or highly competitive locations, especially around universities, close to CBD areas, and so people have to house themselves somehow, and they come up with different solutions. This overcrowding issue has actually been around for many years. It definitely appears to be getting worse, or at least more visible. But it is, it's been something that international students particularly, but actually people of lower incomes who, for whatever reason, are forced to be in particularly competitive areas, have been finding themselves having to do.
And I'm guessing these are all privately advertised. I mean, certainly no agencies going out and saying, floor space available for 140 a week.
Yes, no, exactly. We do have rules for real estate agents. Sometimes
Thank
people
good.
Forget. but no, these are definitely done privately. Sometimes they are done actually on international language websites. So it's people know that the problem is that people know that they're not going to be able to find affordable housing when they get here, and so they're looking online before while they're still at home, and they find the arrangements. And others are definitely done, in things like Facebook groups, while people are here. And so there's a whole range of places, and obviously there's almost advertising on Telegraph poles and stops around the city.
I think we've all seen those. I mean, so I'm guessing the scenario here is that landlords are turning a bit of a blind eye to it?
So there's probably a mix between the owner of the property being the person running it and entrepreneurial head tenants taking out leases with no intention of living in the property themselves, but filling it with tenants. And we've been, over the years, been aware of people who've been running five or six different houses, different flats at the one time, doing it this way. And it's something that, is quite a lucrative business and ultimately has quite little risk because your name's not on the title.
That feels a little vulture-like.
It is very growing and opens up real problems for people who might actually try and enforce their rights in any way. If the person that you might have to take to court, you don't even know where they live. You might not even know their real name, their legal name, and they might be very difficult to find.
Is there something to do other than this ongoing push we have to make accommodation more affordable? I mean, should the universities be looking at what's happening with their campus accommodation?
I think so. I think the universities definitely have a responsibility where they are making, large sums of money based off an international student model to house and to make sure that people who are coming are housed effectively. Maybe it doesn't have to be on campus, but I think the uni has to the unis collectively have to think about the impact that housing affordability is having on their students. I think more than that, there is real gaps in legislative coverage for people living in these places. They may not be covered as tenants because they're sharing accommodation with other people, but it's not necessarily covered by our boarding houses legislation because it's not someone living in the place controlling the rooms. And so there's this real sort of black hole. So we do need more coverage for people, and we do need something approaching tenancy rights for everybody who pays rent for their home. But there is also, I think, an education campaign that really needs to happen and probably needs to start very early, which really means the unis themselves, to make sure that people know what they can and can't do and what they're getting themselves into if they are choosing to go down these arrangements. And probably it means in foreign languages, overseas, to get in right at the beginning before any issues start.
Are there better models we can see overseas that where this can work and people can be in comfort and protected?
So everybody's probably aware that Australia's lagging well behind in the tenancy rights game. Generally, people should be covered by tenancy legislation and have the same rights. But ultimately, even the best countries, if they don't have enough houses that are affordable to people, you know, at the incomes that they're on, you're going to have a problem. And so this does happen even in, you know, some of the sort of social democratic European countries. People do end up having to break the rules if there isn't enough housing available. So ultimately, we do really need to address the root problem as well. But there are ways to make the problem, you know, less horrible in the meantime.
And that would be that education campaign, as you said?
Education, legislative rights, and, you know, access to dispute resolution like the tribunal or consumer affairs like New South Wales Fair Trading.
All right, Leo, we will leave it there for the moment, but thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Nick.
Leo Patterson-Ross there, acting senior policy officer from New South Wales Tenants Union.